fifth parak of Shulah's fourth Mishnah, Arnasta Petita is Biti. He makes a claim that you raped or seduced my daughter, and I'm entitled to the Kanas money. He says, I did not do so. Mashbiach ani. He says, I want you to swear. He says, okay. Chayiv. Saying, Omein is kapol shvu and he's chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's potter. Why should he mesham knas al pi atzmai? If he admit that he owes this knas, he would be potter, because moedim knas is potter. So to be koifer, money that if you admit to, he would be potter, such a kfir is not chayiv kovin shvu. They said that even though he doesn't pay knas by himself, but his claim includes the boishes and loss in value for this girl, and since that's included in the claim, there should be a common shvu on that. Rabbi Shimon says you're right, but they all types of claims. Rabbi Shimon says when he says onasa vitas petitas biti, we assume that his claim is on the clear-cut amounts, which is the kanasa 50 shkolim. But all the other claims of boishes and mekam, that he would specify independently, because it's not a clear-cut amount.